Kirsten Lyons and Tom Dennis joins us for the Winter Bird Blast, I guess it's called, and it's not going to feel like winter, though. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you were telling me earlier that the warmer temperatures do not necessarily bode well for this event.
Well, they really don't. They're great for people, but we like really severe cold weather, which we usually have this time of year because it allows the birds to concentrate in open water areas. There's still lots of birds around, but they'll be spread all over.
Spread all over at this point with the temperatures warming up. Does it kind of trick them into thinking, hey, it's finally spring?
No, the birds aren't fooled.
They're not fooled?
No, no, kind of like us. They know that the days are getting longer or shorter, and they go more according to the daylight hours than they do the weather patterns.
Unlike plants that seem to bud out when it gets warm once in a while.
Right,
Kind of fools them a bit. Yes. Now, is this primarily waterfowl that we're talking about here?
It is primarily, but we look at any bird that we see. So we start with an educational program. The first hour is spent at Don Dodge Auditorium, and we'll have a little bird talk. We'll do some bird biology, just real basic. Don't be afraid of that. But we'll have some interesting information about the local birds, the birds that we expect to see. And then we'll talk also about where in the area we can see birds this time of year. But it'll largely focus on waterfowl.
Okay. And that area generally is where?
Well, generally we're talking about from the lower lake all the way down to the end of the county following the St. Clair River.
Okay. So
that's our focus.
And you actually do a walk, as I understand it.
Yes, we do. After the one-hour talk session and educational session, we spend about 2 hours walking around identifying ducks. We'll have help from other Audubon members, scoping birds, and people have an opportunity to see that bird and identify that bird that all these years that they've wondered, what is that thing?
What is that thing out
right.
there? And do you get into the sounds as well, what they sound like?
We do. We talk a little bit of all the features of the birds. We talk about why their feet are where they are and whether they're webbed or not. We talk about feather structure. We talk about diving ducks and dabbling ducks and even perching ducks.
Kirsten, what have you learned about all this?
Well, I've learned that they're not all just the same duck out in the river. So over the past couple of years of hanging out with Tom and Lori Dennis and Janet Fox of Blue Water Audubon, I've learned that there are many different species that can only be seen here and only in the winter. So when you're looking out with your on the river and you see these beautiful birds, they're not all the same thing.
Ducks also migrate?
They do. They do. And some of them have migrated from far north to spend the winter in this area.
I think it's warm here.
They do. They do. It's warm compared to the Arctic, where a lot of these birds breed that are here this time of year.
And our summer ducks essentially are south.
Yes, some of them are. Then we also have year-round ducks, like everybody's favorite mallard duck. They're here year-round, and there are also other species. And the same thing is true of gulls. We have some gulls that are only here this time of year. In fact, this time of year, we see more species of gull than we do during the summer or any other time of year.
Now, is it true that with warming temperatures, believe it or not, it is warming, but with the warmer temperatures, generally speaking, seasonally, do we have some species stick around longer than they used to?
We do, and we do see that some birds have also expanded their ranges. We have birds now during the summer, for example, great egrets, which is a great blue heron-type bird. It's all white. It is an egret, and they were never in this area maybe 20 years ago, but now they're relatively common.
And I think we've seen those Maumee area. South of Toledo.
Yes.
They like to hang out there in the dam area.
Yes, they do.
But and then over in a springtime event, I'm trying to remember what they were called, birds come into this area by the thousands up around Grand Bend, where the swamps used to be, and that happens seasonally, too.
So yes,
you get a huge migration.
The spring migration is a wonderful time to see birds here and see a great variety. Audubon has an event every March at Harsons Island, the last Saturday of March, and we see hundreds of birds, usually at least 50 species, but hundreds of individual birds.
Are the counts high, sustaining, lowering? Or are we still doing counts?
Well, we still do counts, and it depends on the species. Some are doing very well and growing and expanding. We'll see a duck tomorrow, long-tailed ducks, which are uncommon in most parts of the world, but they're very common here. We'll see thousands of them, and they've been expanding year after year. So it depends on the species. It depends on their winter habitat, their summer habitat, and how well that's protected.
Nothing overly of concern in terms of number changes?
Well, there are some species that are definitely area of concern birds, species of concern. Most of the waterfowl that we'll see are not going to be concerned species. There are some that we'll see during the migrations, like pintail ducks are declining in numbers. But generally, the birds that we'll see tomorrow are fairly stable populations.
More eagle sightings these days than there used to be.
Many more eagles, thanks to cleanup in the environment, and DDT is gone. We see eagles most years during the winter bird blast. And occasionally we see snowy owls.
It's great to know that at least something has come back that we've been successful at.
Yes, always good to have good news about
in terms of cleaning up. Right. The walk itself, where does that start and end? What's the location for all this?
Well, we have a couple of people doing scouting in the morning on their way into the venue, and then we'll go from there. So we'll have an idea of where we can see some good bird populations. Typically, we'll be in the northern part of the lake, at Lighthouse Park, and we'll hit a few spots. Black River, the end of the Black River, is usually a very good spot to see several species of ducks and gulls. Okay. And then we'll move according to where we think the birds will be.
Yeah. Kirsten? Yeah.
Can I mention the fundraiser painting party that we're doing in
conjunction?
Yeah,
that's kind of a second half of this.
Yes, so that's the other half of the day.
The headline concerned me. It was painting birds, and I was wondering how we're going to paint birds. But it's not really that.
So I wondered, well, we are going to paint birds, but it'll be in a studio.
There we go. Thank you.
Controlled conditions.
That's right.
So, yeah, so our fundraiser painting party is hosted at Studio 1219. You can go to their website to register for the painting party at studio1219.com. And you don't need any experience with painting. So what we're going to do is we're going to paint a beautiful wood duck, a male wood duck, very colorful, beautiful, and you'll take your own painting home with you. All the materials and supplies and instruction is included in the price of the fundraiser painting party. And some of the proceeds will benefit Friends of the St. Clair River. So it's really fun.
If there's anyone out there like me that sees birds a lot and kind of notices things going on and wishes they had a book in this area that they could look at and say, ah, that's what I saw. It was a white-striped, red-feathered, whatever.
Yeah.
What would you suggest? Does the Audubon Society have books specific for this area?
Well, there are several really good bird guides, and there are e-bird guides as well available today. My favorite is Sibley's. But there are a lot of good guides. And Sibley's isn't specific just to this area. It's an Eastern version that we have. And then the eBird guides are very good. There are websites. Cornell has several birding apps available. Okay. So lots of good resources.
It'd be great to have it on your phone. You could just, whip it up and say, oh, aha.
Exactly. I have that. Yeah. And the nice thing about that is you have audio as well as visual and pictures. So,
can you actually talk to the birds with the audio?
You can do that. It's not
tricky.
Yeah, it's not recommended during the breeding and migration times because then the birds would be vulnerable to predators.
But it can
be fun to use and draw birds in.
Yeah, so, wow. Exciting. How do folks, again, let's talk about the event itself. How do they get involved with that? And how would they get involved with the Audubon Society if they were interested?
Yeah.
Well, so we'll have more information about how to join Audubon at the event. But if you want to participate, be at the Don Dodge Auditorium at 200 Grand River Avenue, Port Huron, at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's the new county building.
Right.
And go to the auditorium there and find out all the information you can and be prepared to be watching some birds.
Right, and it's a free event, no registration necessary, so great. Everyone's welcome.